Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The City of Kenai has open application period for numerous commissions and committees within the City of Kenai. Vacancies exist on the Airport Commission, Beautification Committee, Council on Aging, Harbor Commission, Parks and Recreation Commission, and Planning and Zoning Commission. Commissioners are nominated by the mayor and confirmed by the Kenai City Council. You'll find a list of those on our website at radiokenai.com and the applications to each vacancy. Applications may be submitted online. Paper applications are available to pick up from the office of the city clerk, and applications can be submitted by email to cityclerk@kenai.city or dropped off to the office of the city clerk in the Kenai City Hall. Again, you'll find links to the vacancies and information on our website at radiokenai.com. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan announced on Wednesday that four Alaska coastal communities will receive a total of $112 million in investments this year for critical port-related infrastructure and ferry terminal projects, marking the first wave of these type of investments attributable to the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The awards made possible by the IIJA's investment in Alaska's maritime infrastructure and supply chain will benefit the Alaska Marine Highway System, coastal communities, supply chains, and consumers across Alaska. The IIJA made a significant down payment in the nation's maritime infrastructure, making $2.25 billion in additional funds available over 5 years to the Port Infrastructure Development Program, which is a key funding avenue for Alaska coastal communities. These new grants from the U.S. Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration also receive funding from the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2022. Grant recipients include the Port of Alaska and Anchorage, a $68.7 million for the Port of Alaska, Port of Adak, $10.1 million, $5.3 million for the Sandpoint Floating Dock Project, and $28.2 million for upgrades and modifications at three Prince William Sound Ferry Terminals in Cordova, Tathlac, and Chenega to accommodate the Alaska Marine Highway System ferries. Find further details on the story at radiokenai.com. The Alaska Department of Health encourages Alaskans to participate in the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, National Prescription Drug Takeback Day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday, October 29th. Prescription Drug Takeback Day, which happens twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring, encourages households to safely dispose of unneeded medications from their homes to prevent potential medication misuse and addiction. On Saturday, the DEA and its partners will collect prescription drugs, including tablets, capsules, patches, and other solid forms of medication at a number of collection sites across the state. Liquids, syringes, and other sharps and illegal drugs will not be accepted at the DEA's Drug Takeback Day locations. You can find details on how to dispose of those on our website at radiokenai.com. On the Kenai Peninsula, collection sites will be hosted at the following locations: the Homer Police Departments, Seward City Hall, and the Soldotna Police Department. Again, this takes place this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Most drugs should not be flushed in the toilet or thrown in the trash. Alaskans can also get safe drug disposal bags from their local public health center to deactivate certain drugs such as opioids before disposal. These bags are currently available free of charge at most state of Alaska public health centers. For more details, visit the story at radiokenai.com. A major preschool and child care center in Palmer is closing its doors after nearly four decades due to staffing shortages. KTUU-TV reports Profiles of Excellence will shut down its operations for good this Monday. Facility owner Barb Gerard sent a letter to parents roughly 3 weeks ago saying they've been able to find applicants to fill their open positions. Gerard says 72 children are affected by the closure. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.